Blog Talk Radio.
Team Lion Show is on and popping tonight. We have the up-and-coming plus model right here. Oh, yes. Her name is Donetta Latrice Bowman. And she's going to talk with me. And you have a chance to holler at her and show her some love. So let's get it on, all right? Because this is a brand new week. So let's set it off with Like It or Not with Michael Lane, because it's right here and it's right now.
Like It or Not. Not Michael Lane. Like It or Not. You're in tune too. Like It or Not. Like It or Not. Michael Lane. Like It or Not.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. I would like to give a special love shout out to each and every one of you all out there. There's so many people out there that's been showing me love, including my guest on tonight. Well, I have a little update to give you. Well, I received my blood tests, and my blood test came in fine. Perfect. Like I said, no diabetes, no serious illnesses in Jesus' name. That faith and that confidence, not in myself, but in God. And I put that faith down there, and it was cool. Now, the only problem is that I'm still bleeding from my urine. Now, I believe that, you know, I still have two kidney stones in my bladder. So that can cause that, as well as a urinary tract infection. I may be suffering from an infection, but that's going to be cleared up. Now, that's part one of the hurdle. Now, the next hurdle is for me to get that MRI. And I'm guaranteeing you, God is going to work. No cancer. They're going to find no cancer. Now, I'll go in Saturday, and I will keep you all posted on that. But, hey, I just had to drop the good news on you guys, and I want to thank you all for your love and your prayers and your kindness and your warm wishes. It really just really carried me through. A special love shout out to my mama, Mama Sherry. Much love to you, Mama Sherry. I love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being my new mom. And my mom in heaven is definitely smiling down, and I thank my mom for sending you my way. All right, much love to everyone, and much love to each and every one of you all out there. Thank you all for joining me to yet another edition of the Team Lion Show, a.k.a. Lion, better known as Like It or Not with Michael Lane, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know how I get down every night, except Sunday. And don't forget to join me on tomorrow night on Smack Tongue Radio. That is 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Now, we are here for one thing here, because I want to introduce to some of you all out there to a brand new force in plus modeling. You all know I show much love and support to plus models, models all over, no matter what size they are, but I don't discriminate. That's why I really push the plus modeling. I can't stand this discrimination junk. You know, the other stuff that comes with it. So I'm going to forever push the plus models out there. And this woman is a force to be reckoned with. She's coming and hitting us from Michigan. And I am so proud to have met her. And she's going to go far. But we're going to talk about how you need to support this woman. But first, you have to get to hear the woman. And I'm talking about plus model, Donetta Latrice Bowman. She's here, and welcome to Lion.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your support so much.
so much. And the ideas and everything you just said is real. Like, we need to support, plus models need to be supported just like the little models. Everybody is beautiful
right.
in their own way. So, yes, I thank you for your support, and I thank you for having me on your show today.
Absolutely. And thank you. You just really told it like it really showed enough is. That is what is up, and that's why I try to break that. I get that that audience, and I say, okay, now is about time. I can spread that, and that's what I want to spread, exactly what you said was right, spot on. I want to ask you, Donetta, how
yes,
did you
sir.
Get into modeling?
Well, I started out helping a friend. She came to me one day and she said, I'm starting up this plus size modeling business, and I got a few girls, but she said, I really want you to do it. And so I really questioned it for a long time, and because I really don't, to me, I don't fit the mold, okay, or what a model speak. So I thought I hesitated for a minute, so then I gave in, and then it was on from there. As I got into it, I liked it. And then I could be a positive role model for them girls out there who think they're not good enough or, you know, they don't have the confidence in themselves. You definitely, in this business, you have to have confidence in yourself, no matter what nobody else say, no matter what nobody else do. You have to believe in yourself. And if I can help a little girl growing up believe in herself, I'm loving it.
Absolutely.
I am.
That's what's going into the game, were you actually nervous a bit, or did you have that same confidence at first, or did it have to, like, grow in you?
Real talk, I'm still kind of on the shy side. I make myself push over that, though. So I'm like some people are just outgoing. I'm still that shy person. I still keep to myself. But when I'm needed, I'll be there. If you call and ask me, can you do this, can you do that, I'm going to be nervous. But I'm going to do it anyway because it's a message for somebody. It's somewhere somebody can be encouraged.
Yes. It's more than just – it's more than just modeling to you. It's like a mission, because it seems like not only are you going to help yourself, but just by your work and your attitude and your message, you're helping others.
And that's what I really want, because, like, when I was growing up, I wasn't the cutest thing, right? And you know how when you're young, things that people say to you, they affect you, whether you think they do or not. They affect you, whether you act negative towards it or whether you act positive towards it. What people say to you, what they put on you, that affects you. And so if I could, you know, get that talk to that little girl that don't feel good about yourself, give her a different way to think about it. You know what I'm saying? Then maybe I can make a difference in her life. So that's one thing about this modeling thing that I like. I can be an example for somebody else. Be an example for that little girl who don't have the confidence. She is just as good as the next girl.
Absolutely.
She just has to be taught and trained. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Yeah. So I think out of starting, because I haven't been in it long. I haven't been in it long, probably about 6 or 7 months, actually. That's what I get from me. Like, I love and I enjoy helping other people, especially young girls.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a real passion for me, helping young girls, helping them accomplish what they're trying to accomplish, despite what anybody else say.
Right.
You can do it. You can do it. Be encouraged, because you can do it. Everybody don't have somebody in that corner. So that's for me, part of this modeling is that, helping somebody else. It's giving me a platform to do that.
Absolutely, and that's why you're going to end up being blessed from that. We're talking to plus model Donetta Latrice Bowman. Yeah, she's right here on Like It or Not with Michael Lane Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Michael Lane. If you want to do this from all around the world, you can, within the sound of my voice, you can call no matter where you are at right now. If you're listening within the sound of our voices, you can call in, show this young lady some love and also support her. We're gonna get into that later, how you can support this woman. But here's the phone number that you need to call if you want to holler at her. Okay, area code 347-826-9357. Area code 347-826-9357. Anyone, anywhere from around the world can call in. You can have your questions asked, or you can drop a comment, drop some love, all that, all right? So that's how we do it right here. We're talking to Donetta. Now, I have to ask you, Donetta, unfortunately, coming up, there wasn't a lot of people you can look up to as far as plus models. They will always have the and I'm not dogging those models, but they always have the twiggy models, the real bony models out there. And so it wasn't a lot that plus women can look at and say, ooh, well, let me do, you know, I'd look up to her. But did you find anyone, or is there anyone maybe outside of modeling that may be your inspiration?
Well, come into this, I met probably one or two, because like I said, I haven't been in this long, and so I'm just really kind of starting out. But Miss Jones, I met her through Facebook. She's real cool. Like my friend Tabitha, she's into it, which is the person that really just got me into this. And she's real cool, and she's gonna talk me, you know, some ways. Kenneth Gill Sampson, he's not a model, but he helps the models get out there, and I appreciate that, because like I said, me getting into this, I don't know the ins and outs just yet, but I'm working on it. So yeah, so and then you know, it's some models out there who are skinny that I looked up to, like Tyra Banks. I really do, because she's on the skinny side, she's not really on the skinny side, and she encourages everybody.
Yeah.
So like models like her. Who else can I? Oh, my! Some real inspirations. She's not a real plus size model, but if you look at her, you thought she was, and that's my sister. My sister Shonda Gaines. She has style and grace out this world. She can show you, being a big girl, that you can dress. You know what I'm saying? And have heads turned. So it's not limited to just the skinny girl or the what they call a thick girl. It's everybody. You dress the best the best you can, and do you the best that you can, and you will still you'll still come out on top.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, about your family. How
you know, they're big, and I'm sure they're big in supporting you and helping you get that boost.
Yes, sir. I have. My mom just passed away in July, but my mom supports me.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. She supported me in everything I do, and then like I have three sisters. Even when it sound crazy, they behind me, Michael. They behind me. They be like, you be like, they'll tell me real quick, you is so crazy. But when I do it, they still behind me anyway. I love them to death. So our family is really, really small. We church based. We believe in God.
Oh, yeah.
So your healing is on the way. They're gonna find out what's wrong with you and get you together.
Praise God.
For real. So, yeah. So I believe that for you. I really do.
Oh, thank God. Yes.
Two of my sisters, they into the singing arena, sort of entertainment. Yeah. Shonda Gaines and Michelle Sims. They, when I tell you they're some powerhouses, Michael. They be doing it. Let me tell you, of course, my sister. It's just mostly me and my sisters, though. It really is. And so, like, I'm the baby out of them, so I'm just really coming up, finding myself as where they done already, they done found themselves. So they do. They support me, and I appreciate it. I appreciate it. They always tell me, Donetta, you can do it, even when I think I can't. They behind me and saying, Donetta, you can do it. You can do
it. Yes, you can. And you have a talented family. I mean, you, and it's usually when I always talk to someone talented like yourself, it's always a family member in there that has talent as well. It's funny how this talent just spreads, how does God just give talent all the way around that family.
Right. Yeah, it really is. It really is. So, and I appreciate all of them and what they do for me.
That's beautiful. Now, I have to ask you about stereotypes. The stereotypes that they have, you know, like in modeling and acting. Well, if you're, you know, this size and you have to only do this type of show, or you only can in this sort of film, you can only be this type of character. Your mission of positivity, how you are, it reminds me of another famous model. And her name is Ati, Omega Ati. And she has that positive flow. You think, are you going to get on that mission to break or crush that stereotype of how models or just entertainers in general should be viewed as?
I was talking to one of my sisters, well, actually, she's my best friend. I was talking to her, and I was telling her, wherever this modeling take me, I'm willing to go. So if it means breaking that stereotype, I'm going to be right there. If it means doing something different, doing something out of my comfort zone, it make me an example for somebody else, let them know that they can do it, I'm right there. I'm not going to limit myself. I'm really not. Every door that's going to open for me, I'm going to walk right through, and I'm going to make a difference. That's it.
That's right. And that's what's up. And this is why I wanted to talk to you, because I knew it was just the spirit I felt that this was something more than just modeling. You were just something more. See, that's why I like to, show support to these beautiful women like yourself, because it's more than just beauty. It's more than what you look on the outside. It's so much going on inside as well. So that's why it was just something about your spirit that had me, oh, man, I should have her on this show. And usually I go by movement. Yeah. I basically say, hey, I need the spirit to move me. And sometimes I know that your future, what your future holds, is just going to be overwhelming.
Thank you. I receive that.
Absolutely. Yeah. You want to add something else?
Well, this is... Everybody, I just like to encourage people mostly, because, you know, it's a lot going on in the world right now. And that's what people need, to be encouraged, to understand that just because it don't work this way, that don't mean it won't work another way. Just don't give up, because when you give up, that's when you lose.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's when you lose. You give up, and that's when you lose. You sound like a veteran in the game. You have so much knowledge of life, and that helps you go into that. Now, it may be a hard question to ask because I know what you mean. I'm also a music artist, and I'm very shy. Outside of the show, I don't talk too much. I'm very quiet, reserved.
And people be, you know, actually surprised when they meet me because they're like, he don't say much, but
right,
I'm just very
right.
shy. How do you find that in you to be as shy as you are, but yet when it's showtime, how do you find it in you to dig out what's in you and you almost become another person?
My mama was a praying mama, okay? So she
mm-hmm.
said, and when I was younger, she always said, Dinetta. No, when she used to preach, because, yes, my mama was a preacher. So when my mama had engagements, my mama always had me to go before her and sing solos for her. And she always tell me, Dinetta, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You don't have no reason to be scared. You don't have no reason to hold it in. Whatever he give you, he's going to give you the strength to do it. And so now, my mother passed, I lean on that a lot. I don't have no reason to be scared. I got God on my side. When I feel like I can't, God helps me to do what I need to do. That's where I come from. My mom, God, and my sisters. That's where I get it from. Yep. God, especially because I know that without him, I am nothing.
Yeah.
And that is the truth. Without him, I know that I wouldn't be able to do the stuff that I do now. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm perfect when it comes to him, but I also know that he is the reason why I'm here. God helps me every day.
Every day.
So yeah, that's pretty much where I get it from. My mama and God. Because without them, I wouldn't be here today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to make the last call. Okay, we're running out of show, guys. So I'm going to make the last call for you guys. Please, if you guys can call in and show some love to Dinetta. I have, I think I have an email, but we'll check on that later.
Okay.
But if you want to call in instead of email, call Dinetta, show us some love. Area code 347-826-9353. 347 is the area code, 826-9357, and show this lovely woman some love. I have to say, I have to tell you this, Dinetta. I wish I would have met your mother, but I'm sure that this powerful woman of God is in heaven right now, best friends with my mother. My mother passed away in 2004, and she was a fighting woman of God as well. And I'm sure that they're pretty much together right now, and listening in and celebrating. So I just thank God. Okay, well, I want to ask you real quick, Dinetta.
Okay.
Can you please, before we get to this phone call, because I think we have another phone call coming in real quick.
Okay.
But, you know what? I'm going to ask you later. I'm going to get in the phone call, and and then we'll talk about where fans can reach you.
Okay.
All right. All right. Hello. Like it or not, you're on the air.
Hi. My name is Regina, and I've been a longtime friend of Dinetta's. And I was calling to give her some encouraging words.
All right. Well, Dinetta.
Well, me and Dinetta have been friends for over 2 years.
Yes.
We live in different states now, so we don't talk as much as we would have if we were in the same state. But I keep track of her. I follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and I just want to give her the encouraging words to keep doing what she's doing because, like she said, without God, we will be nothing. And yes. I just want to let her know that I love her and that God watches over his children and he gives us the strength to do things that we normally would not do. So keep doing what you're doing. I love you, girl, and I'm always praying for you.
Thank you, Regina. I love you, too. Oh,
you're
welcome. Yes, that is one of my best friends from childhood best friends. Yes, and I thank you for that.
You are so welcome. You're so welcome.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. I love that. I love that. So,
if you like, you can hang on the line with us and talk a little more real quick. But I before we get to that, I want to ask you, ask you, doesn't matter, can you please tell my listeners from all around the world where they can follow you?
Well, you can follow me on Facebook at Dinetta Latrice Bowman, or my model fan page, Netta B. Or you can go to Instagram and follow me at DSexy1. And you can go to Twitter also, because I'm on there at DSexy Bowman.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, I don't usually do this, but I would love to, if you all want to catch up a little bit, if you want to talk amongst each other, you have a few minutes left on the show, so do you have anything else to say, or do you have any questions, or you want to just shoot the breeze a little bit?
It don't matter. I really want to thank you for having me. Because to tell you the truth, I was kind of nervous. I was kind of nervous, but you made it real easy, and I thank you for that. And I appreciate you having me on and getting me out there. I really do. I thank you for that.
Well, I try, and I feel very very honored actually to have you, because you actually I wouldn't have even thought about that. We even guessed that you were nervous. I mean, you were. Absolutely spectacular.
Thank you.
You went through it smooth. Your personality is absolutely through the roof. Absolutely great. And you have some big things coming your way. I know it. I feel it coming your way.
Thank you.
This is just beginning for you.
All
that. I
just said I received all of that. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful. And you keep doing what you're doing because great things are coming your way because you are beautiful, but what's on the inside is even more beautiful. So I am proud of you, and I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. This was so enjoyable. This was better. It turned out better than I thought. I really did, because, like I said, I was nervous and didn't know what I was going to talk about. But it's cool. It's cool. I really enjoyed it. Thank you. Yay!
Beautiful.
Good to be on the Michael Lane show.
Well, tell you what. Let's make a little deal.
Okay.
How about if I have you on the show again sometime soon?
Oh, that would be great. That would
wonderful,
be great.
Wonderful.
My resume will be a little bit more longer, so I can have some ideas and some things for me to talk about more, because this is nice. This is real nice.
Beautiful, beautiful. I'm so glad you enjoyed this. Hey, a caller, thank you for calling in.
Yes, Regina, you know I'm going to call you, right? That was a surprise.
I'm just a phone call away.
That was a real surprise. Oh, yes, it was.
I know. You never
beautiful,
know who's
beautiful.
Watching you.
Right.
And I'm so glad to see friends connecting again.
Yep.
Yeah, that was
That's what's
that was,
up. And I just want you all to know I love you.
I
can
give her that inspiration.
Uh-huh.
What's that, Regina? Hello?
Did we lose her? Oh, we must have lost her.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad she called.
Okay. Well, Donetta, love you. God bless.
Same here. Thank you.
All right. And I'm going to tell the audience, everybody, please join me on tomorrow night, smacktongue.com. And maybe we'll have Donetta later on in the future show on smacktongue.com. Join me. Please join me. The time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific time. It's tomorrow night. SmackTongue.com. I would like to thank the lovely plus model and future star, Donetta Latrice Bowman. Until next time, guys, this is your boy Michael Lane. And as always, no matter how I bring it, it's going to be real because it's all me, like it or not.
Ow. Yes.
God bless you.
Bless
you. God bless you, Donetta.
Bless you too, Michael.
Like it or not. Not Michael Lane. Like it or not, you're in.